Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, David Drake. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and David is the founder and the chairman of LDJ Capital, which is an investment organization, but he's become an expert in Bitcoin and in cryptocurrencies. But you can't have cryptocurrencies, David, without the underlying technology, which I'm calling blockchain-type technology. The reason I say that is because it's not all blockchain, is it?
No, that's right. And, you know, I think this is, like you said before, a revolution. You know, we're helping companies throughout the United States to implement these technologies to reduce costs, because technically it's forensic accounting software, as well as, you know, cloud-based technologies they use around the nation. And I think it's complicated for the layman groups out there to have to understand how it works. Like the phone, we don't have to know exactly how the phone works 100%. But that it works, and I think corporations out there are starting to embrace it. All the banks have to build their own ledger technology, because it allows you to match and make with software and create that trust that you mentioned before, Jim.
But David, the thing that's happening, though, what you're just describing is what I'm calling the first wave of blockchain. It's where it's exciting, it's sexy, it's fun, it's even efficient. It makes people feel like they're really ahead of the curve. Some people are lording it over the other people that they know blockchain and you're not. I'm doing it and you're not. I mean, it's that kind of a scenario, not unlike we had 20 years ago with the internet and websites and e-commerce. But that's just the first wave. And so a lot of these companies, David, who are adopting blockchain, aren't realizing that in a year or three or five, they're going to wake up one morning and the next wave of blockchain is going to put them out of business. What do you think?
Well, the blockchain is allowing you to remove middlemen and making things more efficient. I mean, certain industries don't want to be efficient so they can make more money.
Right.
We have corporations announcing coming out with a new product, knowing that it's going to take them 6 months and saying it's going to come out next month. Why? So the competition will get hurt and not be able to launch. So, you know, yes, it's going to make things more efficient and quicker, because software is making decisions that's verifiable and trustworthy versus individuals handling, you know, dozens and hundreds of pieces of paper and invoicing.
Think about this, David. We've become a service economy, right? Everybody's talked about this. Everybody knows this. United States economy is increasingly a service economy. What is a service if not a middleman type of application? If you have a service economy where you've got a lot of intermediaries, and all of a sudden a certain kind of technology in a period of 5 years eliminates some of those, the need for some of those intermediaries, what does that do to an economy, David? Is anybody else asking this question?
Well, look, the companies we're working with, small businesses throughout the nation, we're helping them create more efficiencies. And it makes that, you know, they're going to be able to have higher efficiencies against the competitors. And they're going to be able to service and resolve issues and handle it faster, from supply to complaint to solutions. And we're a service economy who's now going to be using information technology, which is blockchain, among other things, to facilitate it. So that, you know, one of the forces, like you're reckoning, that we're helping companies implement for their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side, you have the crypto assets. when you take these blockchain solutions that are unique and you start trading them in exchanges, now everybody gets hyped up. Oh, we made money. It goes up. It goes down. It's a tulip industry. Some of them are real businesses that have real efficiencies, like Ethereum, which is a smart contract, and Bitcoin, which is, to me, capital preservation. Mm-hmm. You know, if I want to keep my money safe, or I want to...
Do you recommend people have cryptocurrency as part of their portfolio?
I think people should be buying cryptocurrencies for birthdays and anniversaries and Christmas.
And forget about it. And then forget about it. Hey, David, I need your website, please.
Oh, lvjcapital.com.
All right. Hey, David, good job today. Will you come back?
Gladly.
David Drake, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have him back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.